Video, lawsuit, Texas family claims 17-year-old cheerleader died from consuming energy drinks. By Amy Furr on April 10, 2026. The family of a teenage cheerleader in Weslaco, Texas, has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the distributor of an energy drink after the young woman died from a heart problem in October. Larissa Nicole Rodriguez was 17 when she passed away, and the Hidalgo County Medical Examiner said her cause of death was an enlarged heart due to stress and large amounts of caffeine, NBC News reported Thursday. Family attorney Benny Augusto Jr. said Alani knew energy drinks did not have adequate warnings about the cardiac risks, and the family is seeking over $1 million in damages. Rodriguez, who often drank the energy drinks, had no pre-existing heart conditions, according to the family's attorney. The medical examiner determined there were no drugs or alcohol in her system when she died, only caffeine. The suit claimed a young woman bought one or more of the energy drinks from an H.E.B. store, and the product was distributed and supplied by Glazer's Beer and Beverage, Valley Central reported Wednesday. Following her consumption of Alani Nu energy drinks, Larissa Rodriguez suffered a fatal cardiac event. The Hidalgo County Medical Examiner determined that Larissa Rodriguez's cause of death was cardiomyopathy caused by excessive caffeine consumption. At the time of her death, Larissa Rodriguez was 17 years old, a minor for whom the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Medical Association, and the American College of Sports Medicine have all unequivocally stated that energy drinks have no place in the diet of children and adolescents, according to the lawsuit. The medical examiner did not say in her report that she died because she drank caffeine that day. "It's because of the continuous drinking of caffeine," Augusto said, Everything Lubbock reported Thursday. The lawsuit claimed the drinks are not adequately labeled and the wellness-centered marketing of the beverage led to Larissa's excessive consumption of the drinks and ultimately her death, the outlet said, noting the teenager was on her way to college and planned to go to law school. According to Alani News website, wellness should feel good and taste good. That's why we offer a range of delicious, convenient products that support your goals while bringing bright, bold flavors to your daily routine. The lawsuit was filed against Glazer's Beer and Beverage and Glazer's Beer and Beverage of Texas, the NBC article said. In a statement from Celsius Incorporated, which owns the drink brand, leadership said they were saddened by the loss of the teenager and take safety seriously. Alani Nu energy drinks disclose 200 milligrams of caffeine on the can, and the label states the product is not recommended for children, people sensitive to caffeine, pregnant women, or women who are nursing, the statement reads. Our products comply with applicable federal labeling requirements, and our policy is not to market or sample to anyone under 18, consistent with those label warnings.